Well, this is a problem we've been talking about all morning long, how it's tough. I contend that if people wanted to get vaccinated, they've had an opportunity because there's been plenty of vaccine around here, at least, to be able to get vaccinated. I know it started off horribly, and then they had the ages, oh, you weren't old enough yet, then whatever. But now the floodgates, quote unquote, are open and people can get vaccinated. And they're even going to people in the city of Detroit, going to the people who need to be vaccinated. I'm afraid there are people just deciding not to do that. And the whole J&J issue, putting one of the vaccines on hold, just emboldens people to say, see, I told you there's something wrong with this. I don't want this. And vaccine advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have put off making any decision yesterday about the recommendations for Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. They say they need more information about this rare type of blood clot. Following the story for us, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor Eben Brown is welcomed back to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
We were hoping for a quick answer. In fact, it had been predicted that unlike other holds that have been put on other medicines over the years, that that it's not several weeks, several months. They were thinking maybe a day or two, but obviously that's not working out to be the case so far.
Correct. There isn't a decision made yet, and when the FDA held their announcement, FDA and CDC made their announcement the other day, they had said that the hold would be days, not weeks or months. And that may turn out to be true, but as of yesterday, when the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, which is a board of experts that the CDC convened, decided yesterday, after about 4.5 hours of some pretty impassioned debate, decided not to hold a vote on making a recommendation just yet, that they wanted more time and more data. They're going to come back in 7 to 10 days with hopefully more to talk about and then maybe have a vote. Now, it's ultimately FDA that decides what to do with vaccines. And they can decide to do something without input from ACIP, but they don't really want to do it that way, and I don't blame them. The ACIP is made up of some rather learned people whose opinions matter and who have the credentials to cast these types of opinions. So I would say that, you know, waiting 7 to 10 days probably isn't a bad idea. There isn't really a lack of vaccine out there. Just what there is now is the inability to use Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was an attractive option for a lot of people because it is a single dose vaccine. You don't have to come back in the matter of weeks to get a second dose. If you have an irrational fear of needles, you only have to get stuck once, not twice.
Wait a minute. Eben. What makes you think that a fear of needles is irrational? You can have a very rational fear of needles. I do.
Because we all get needles through various points in our lives. We know that they are they hurt for a little bit, and that maybe there's some discomfort afterwards, but there's a benefit from them.
All right. You're so adult here. You're such an adult. Okay, fine.
Whether it's to deliver medication to you or to draw blood so that doctors can better treat you and your health conditions. Needles are our friends. So the fact that you would need to get two, not one, I would tell most people to buck up and do it. But that being said, I had both Pfizer rounds. And yes, after the second round, I had some pretty bad body aches the next day. And I just sort of grinned and bared it because there's a benefit to this. So, you know, I would say to most people that if it's simply an irrational fear of needles that you have, grow up. But for a lot of people, there may be real logistical issues about getting that second dose. What if I don't have my own transportation? What if I have other health conditions that make it difficult for me to move around and keep an appointment? You know, what if first, let's say it's someone who is chronically ill or elderly or whatever the case may be, getting to the point where you can get that vaccination twice in 2 weeks may be logistically hard. So a single dose vaccine is quite attractive to those people.
Yep.
So now that's on hold, and that does make things a bit difficult for that part of the population.
Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Have you ever heard of the CDC or the FDA or anybody putting a hold on a drug that had been given to 6 million people with only six known, maybe a seventh, known case of a problem or an adverse reaction. Has that ever happened before?
We've had drugs pulled from the market, pulled off of shelves recently. I don't know if what the statistics were. I mean, there was the drug, I can't remember the name now. Is it the Zantac was pulled from all the shelves within the past couple of years because of something that might be carcinogenic?
Yeah.
I mean, so it does happen, and it should happen if it's necessary. Now, 6.8 million and six people, you know, yes, it seems like a lot, but remember, we're not pulling it from the shelves. The emergency use authorization hasn't been rescinded. This is a pause while they figure it out. And it may just be, as someone on the call yesterday proposed, that it may be a situation where you have to question the patient's history about a bit more before you decide that they're qualified or to get Johnson & Johnson, or that they that it should be used for them.
Well, it's not their concern, but there is concern out there now that this is going to do irreparable harm to trying to roll it back out again, not just in these United States, but around the world.
Well, but remember, we still have Moderna and Pfizer that are not affected by this scenario, and there are still plenty of vaccines. This is not a rescission of the vaccine program at large. It's a further inquiry into one of the vaccines that we're using, and it's not even yet the dominant vaccine.
All right, Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor here on WJR.